Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Hello, guys. Hello. Listen, I want to bring you a message tonight of fear. We're going to be talking about fear. What is fear? Well, number one, that is seven spirits of God. Hand me that candlestick. These are the seven spirits of God. One of them is called the fear of the Lord. This is a candlestick that was shown in Revelation. And we've been studying on, you can go back to our podcast or radio broadcast, and you can go back and find these seven spirits of God in these candlesticks. It talks about in Revelation the seven churches, the conditions of the churches, but the seven spirits of God gives us power with God. These are all the seven spirits of God, otherwise it's his character. The fear of the Lord, beginning of wisdom. One thing is the fear of the Lord will keep us from sin, okay? Sometimes we get into sin, sometimes we get going the wrong way, and God's fear has to come upon us. And that's, I'm going to talk about that tonight in Genesis chapter 3:10. If you got your Bibles, Jason, I want you to open your Bibles, Jason. I'm telling you, open your Bibles. I can't, ain't a word in the kingdom of God, brother. I'm going to keep on telling you that because the Bible says I can do all things through Christ. There's nothing that you cannot do when you're in God. Nothing. Why? Because God gave man the knowledge that they need. I don't care what they, I don't know. I don't care how stupid man has called you. Listen, I couldn't read either, but now I can. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ. If I'm American, then I can do all things. See, American says I can do it. That's why we're called Americans. All right, rest my case there. Genesis chapter 3, verse 10 says, and he said, I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Is somebody hearing me? Genesis chapter 3:10 said, he said, I heard the voice in the garden. I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. He heard the voice in the garden and he was afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he was in something that God told him not to do, right? It's called fear. When you're living in an habitual sin, you know that you're sinning. You know that God's told you to stop doing it. You keep doing it. It's sin to you. In Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'm going to read that one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools. You'd rather sit there and work on a car, and I can give you advice how to get fix that car faster, and you don't even want to receive instructions how to. What a fool. Matthew 10:28 says, the fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather fear him which is able to destroy the body and soul in hell. He can destroy your body and your soul. I don't put my fear in no man. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what you look at me as. I don't fear you. I fear God. When God tells me to straighten up, Jason will straighten up. Until then, leave me alone. In 2 Timothy 1, chapter 6 through 7, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on the laying of hands. For God doeth give us God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Now, guys, there's two kind of fears. There's the kind of fear that Jesus had the disciples on the boat, and he told them, it's I, come to me. And there's only one person in that boat that got out of that boat, and that was Peter. He said, Lord, if it's you, forbid me to come. And he said, Peter, come on. Listen, when God's got your back, there's nothing to fear. I have a motorcycle out there and it's sitting out there. I hadn't rode it yet. But fear is trying to come upon me not to ride it. But see, when you get on something and God's got your back, you got to step out in faith and overcome the fear. See, fear can grip you sometimes. Fear can grip you to the unknown. Well, I can't get that RN degree. It's just so impossible for me. I can't do it. I can't read my Bible. I just can't do it. Do you know, my friend, that is called fear? And it will keep you from the promises of God. If Peter sit in that boat with the norm and just rolled on down the road with the norm, he never would have reached his potential in God. Sometimes you just got to step out in faith and not knowing where you're going, but you know that he's calling you. You can't fear it. I know one of these days God's going to tell me to step out on faith on full-time ministry. I know it. I cannot let fear hold me back. Fear says, oh, you ain't got the money. Fear says, oh, you just can't do this. It looks impossible. But when you know he's out on the water saying, come, Jason, come. You can't let fear grip you. Corona ain't nothing but a fear tactic. If you're living in the spirit of the living God, whoever abideth under the shadow of the Almighty, listen, when you're abiding under his shadow, there's no evil that can befall thee. When you're in the spirit, there's no corona that fears me. Why? Because I don't walk in fear, but I fear him that can take my body and soul to hell. Fear not. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. Wherefore, put thee in remembrance to stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands. For God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. You know, a lot of you are stuck. You know, a lot of you can't go forward in God because you got fear. Fear of what? Fear of failure. Fear of, I don't know if I can do it. See, I said, and God's speaking to me about this bike. He got this bike for a reason, to show me something. And it sits out there and I take care of it and I make sure it runs. I go home, crank it up, just make sure it's run. He said, son, one of these days you're going to have to get on this and ride. That takes faith, because I've never rode a bike. See, sometimes God will lead you into the unknown to get rid of fear. You cannot live and operate with God walking in fear. Satan tries to put it. You know what fear is? A fact appearing real. A fact appearing real. Satan will tell you, look, here's the facts. But it's appearing real because it's looking so real. But you know what faith does? Faith looks fear right in the eyes and says, look, I might not can afford this, but I heard a voice. Glory to God. I heard a voice, and he's going to take care of me. Do you understand the children? Hello, Sister Christy. Do you understand the children had to walk over to the promised land? They could not live in fear, but they had to live in faith. You understand, sometimes God will tell you to go to a bank and don't even know what you're doing in there. I'm getting a loan, praise God. I don't know how I'm going to pay it, but I'm going to pay it. Why? Because I don't live in fear. I ain't telling y'all to have no stupid faith. You hear that voice and you act on it. You hear that voice and you act on it. But fear will keep you from doing a lot of things, guys. It will. 1 John 4:18, therefore no fear. There is no fear in love. Well, what are you fearing? If you love somebody, why do you fear these things? They're going to leave you. They're going to do something to you. If you love them, you don't need to walk in fear. But perfect love casts out fear. See, I'm not going to wonder how you're going to love me. I'm not going to wonder how you're going to leave me. All I'm going to do is love you regardless if you love me or not, because love will cast out fear. And whose love? God. God is love, and whoever man says that he loves God and he hates his brother, then he's not what? He's not of God. Y'all give up on people, God don't. Y'all write people off, but God don't. Come on. I've known so many people write people off. I don't write people off. I just don't let them drive my car. See, I don't write them off, but they're not mature enough to get behind the wheel of my motorcycle. Why? Because you got to learn how to ride it. I don't disown you because you don't know how to ride a motorcycle. God don't disown people because they don't know how to run their ministry. My God, this is good. Therefore, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that feareth is made perfect in love. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Do you understand something? We cannot fear what God is doing. Jason, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't step out, brother, and just do it, come on, you got to just do it. If you don't do it, then you're holding yourself back. And Sister Christy, you go ahead with that car, sister. God's got some more coming with that. You just watch and see, sister. You will not lose that car. I'm speaking to it right now. You will not lose that car. Matter of fact, you're going higher. I see raises coming your way, sister. I see raises coming your way. God said, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. God said, I'm going to make you the lender and not the borrower. I like to see children walk in abundance. And that's what God wants for us. To walk in abundance. And 2 Corinthians 7:1 says that having therefore the promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, the spirit perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. In 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore the promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness and all flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the what? In the fear of God. There's two different fears, guys. There's the fear that fears him, but there's also the fear that says, you know what? Satan, I'm going to walk out on faith. I'm going to walk out on faith. My God, who am I talking to tonight? Who am I talking to tonight? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to tonight? Who am I talking to? Lord, Lord, have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on us. In Genesis 22:12. I hope you got your Bible, Jason. I'm going to get that boy reading the Bible one day. He's going to be a scholar. Brother, don't tell me you can't read around me. I don't want to hear that. You looking at somebody who was in special ed and couldn't even read, couldn't even spell his name halfway, and look at me now. I can do it. There's no Cain in the kingdom of God. So, brother, every time I see you, I'm going to throw a Bible in your face, and I'm going to say, read. You can read. Quit using that as an excuse. I love you, brother. Quit using that as an excuse. Genesis 22, 12 says, and he said, lay not thy hand upon lead. Never do not they thank unto him. Now I know that the fearest God, seest thou withheld thy son and thy only son from me. You know what fear also does? You know what fear also does? When God tells you to obey his word, when God tells you to do something, you do it. Listen, you don't question God. You don't say, well, God, why? See, that's what got us in trouble in the first place in the garden. They questioned God. And see, that's what the enemy hit them with. He said, God doeth know in the day you eat thereof, you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. Listen, don't question God why he tells you to do something. Listen, God didn't give them instructions. He just said, listen, if you eat that fruit, you will surely die. He didn't get in detail. See, God don't have to get in detail, my friend. All he has to do is tell you to not do that, and don't ask God questions either. I had a lady tell me one time, she said, what's God telling you, Brother Jason? What's God telling you? I said, God's telling me certain things, but is he telling you this now? I said, sister, if God wanted you to know the details, then he would have told you. But if not, keep your mouth shut and say, God, so what? Your will be done. God ain't going to get into details with you. If he don't want you to know it, you ain't going to know it. Come on. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13, and now Israel. What doeth the Lord God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord with all your heart and mind and body and soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day for the good. You got to love him, folks. God is calling you to love him, not to love me, but to love him. And Job 2:3 says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. Although that thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Let me tell you something. When you fear God, God will put you to the test just to see if you will collapse in pressure. Let me tell you something. Some people collapse in pressure when it's put to the test. See, something has to be crushed and tested and pressed together before God uses it. Why? Because God wants to test what he's fixing to drive. God wants to test what he's fixing to drive. My God, my God. And Psalms 19:9 says, for the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord is true and righteousness altogether. My God. Psalms 111:10 says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do the commandments, and his presence, his praise endureth forever. Read a couple more here, guys. We'll be finished. You breathing hard. Over here breathing hard. He wants to test us all under pressure. Yes, he does. He does. And Jason, I'm going to tell you something, brother. God is getting you to trust in him through this trial with your wife. See, God allows things to happen to get him to get you to trust in him. Don't trust in me. Don't put your trust in no man. Put your trust in him. Man always lets you down, son. Man will always let you down. Why am I saying this? Because I don't want to be your God. I am not your God. I'm your leader to lead you to him. I'm leading you to walk with him like I do. Come on. And that's why I don't set an image before you, because I'm a mortal man. I'm a man that makes mistakes. I'm a man that can fall right before your eyes. And when you see me fall, you'll say, you know what? He was only a man that God used, but he's still a man. I get so sick of these pastors and preachers. Oh, he's got to be a man of integrity to sit behind a pulpit. Oh, bull honky. And when he does fall, his whole church crumbles. Why? Because he's human. We need to quit leading people to trust in leadership. When Jesus said, I build no reputation. And when they walked up to Jesus and he said, Lord, you are good. He said, don't call me good. There's one good. If Jesus didn't call himself good, then why should I? I'm not good. He's good. I'm not holy. He's holy. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't even stand. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't even live holy. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't talk right. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't walk right. If it wasn't for him, I couldn't even have the favor of God. See what I'm saying? All these pastors, and I know where they get that. They get that at 2 Timothy. Oh, a man must be blameless and a good report and all that. Do you know why God said that? God didn't want you to pick a crack at it to sit and run a church. Come on. But just know he can take that crack at and turn their life around and they can run the church as well. Why? Because God's going to get glory, because I'm tired of man getting the glory. I get so tired of these church folks. See, brother, I'm trying to get you out of church. There's so much nasty stuff in church nowadays. Why? Because they're trying to build their self as God. They're not God. My job is to lead you to him. I'm just the mailboy. I don't own the business. See, I don't own the business. I'm just the mailboy. I can run over a stop sign. I can make mistakes, but I'm not the owner of the company. Come on. I get so sick of all these pastors walking around. Oh, I bless God. I've been married one time. Bless God. I bless God. I run a church. Bless God. I got a certificate from the Church of God of Christ. Bless God. I got the bishop license. Bull honky. You ain't got nothing. Because you don't got God. I got a relationship with God. You know what? God still likes me even when I fall. You know that? All these men run, oh, Jason made a mistake. Oh, we going to condemn him to death. You can't not disqualify me when God qualifies me.
How he can't fire you?
You didn't the one that hired me, so you can't fire me. See, if that's the case, then King David would have been thrown out of the kingdom, but he wouldn't. So, let's carry on. Enough of that. Psalms 19:9 says, the fear of the Lord is to clean, enduring, judgment, and truth. Psalms 110. Let's go to Psalms 128:1-6. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy thou shalt be in thee. And Proverbs 1:7, fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs, watch this, guys. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of holy and understanding. Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear in collusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments for the whole duty of a man. And while we're on the commandments of God, let me get in this right quick. Won't take long. Give me two things that will keep you out of heaven. I'm fixing to give it to you. You ready? These two things will keep you out of heaven. Loving your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, that will keep you out of heaven. And loving your neighbor as yourself will keep you out of heaven. Not loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, what am I saying right there? If you see your neighbor fall, don't push them all the way down. Listen, you being spiritual, I'm giving you scripture right here. Listen up. You being spiritual, know how to give. Listen, you being spiritual, restore such man to the faith, because you could be tempted and tried, and too, you could fall too. Those who are spiritual, restore. Restore. Let's look up that word, restore. I got to go here right quick, guys. I got to go. Restore. Restore. Quit downing people and restore them. Restore them. Restore them. Psalms 51:12 says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore them. Don't kick them down further. I've seen so many people, and I'm going to say this, I've seen so many people just keep on and on and on and on and on wanting to down people when they're down. And don't think twice that you can't get in that dilemma, because you can. And this is where we're going to have to fear God, by treating our brother as ourself. Consider yourself in the same temptation that you might fall, but of you being spiritual, you restore your brother back to the fold instead of kicking him down. What did Jesus do with the adulterous woman? He started writing in the sand, baby. He started writing in the sand. He didn't even look at the accusers. My God, the church is sitting right there with a woman committing adultery today and throwing stones. That's all the church is fit for today in this 21st century. They so busy trying to find something on you instead of encouraging something out of you. I'm going to say that one more time. They're so busy trying to find something on you instead of pulling something out of you. Let me tell y'all how Jesus treated disciples. He saw their failures. I mean, Peter had a big mouth. He about cut somebody's ear off. But God didn't look at his failure. He looked at his strengths, and he pulled his strengths out. And he started pulling from his strengths, not his weaknesses. And what do we do as the body of Christ? We're constantly trying to find something wrong. And who does that sound like? I mean, really, who does that sound like? Satan himself. He's constantly, you know what happened when I first got saved, Sister Christy? The whole time Satan was trying to find something wrong I was trying to do. All the time. Oh, look what you did. Oh, you don't need to serve God no more. You need to quit. No, I don't need to quit. I need to shake it off and do it again. But the church has become dictators. The church has become spectators instead of restorers. And Jesus come to restore. Come on. Jesus come to restore. Listen, the church was broken. The church couldn't walk the way God wanted them to walk. But Jesus come in a manger. Praise God. He come on a cross and stretched those two arms. And that blood started falling from his eyes. Praise God. Started falling from his eyes. And you know what he did? He said, listen, I know you're not perfect. I know you're undone. I know you're going to fall again and again and again. But my blood is fixing to restore you. Y'all not hearing me tonight. You got a deaf ear to it. Come on. Restore. Restore and recover. Restore and recover. Restore and recover. Give me just a minute, guys. Give me just a minute. Let me go to this. In Galatians 6:1, brethren, if any man is overtaken in a fault, listen to what I'm about to say, and I'm about to close. Brethren, if any man is overtaken in a fault, brethren, if any man overtaketh in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one to the spirit in meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be tempted too. Galatians chapter 6, 1. Galatians chapter 6, 1. Galatians chapter 6, 1. I'm going to say it again. Galatians chapter 6, 1. Brethren, if any man is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be tempted. What do? We ready to do this. And God said, you know what? If you've got a position to throw it, then throw it. But if you don't, let it down. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus come to restore. He didn't come to tear down. I know you might think that they deserve everything they got. I know that you might think that they deserve, and so did you. That's what's not going to get you into heaven, living a hypocritical, judgmental life. I'm going to say it, a hypocritical, judgmental life, wanting to judge everybody for their sins. Let me tell you something, my friend. You need to look in the mirror. You need to look in the mirror at your own self and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You need to say, Lord, work on me. I don't care about such and such. I don't care what such and such is doing, Lord. It's me, God. It's me that's undone, God. It's me that you need to work on, because I don't care what my brother's doing, because my brother's going to have to face eternity all by himself. My God, my God, my God, my God. That's it. All I got for you guys tonight.